Good morning, it's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Wonderful to have you with us today. Coming up a little bit later this hour, we continue our series of in-depth conversations on ballot props. Proposition 24, Consumer Privacy Initiative. Will it improve the rights of consumers or will it inhibit their ability to control their information? We'll hear the competing takes on Prop 24. Also coming up, we'll talk about Anaheim and the huge financial hit the city has taken with the ongoing closure of Disneyland. Yesterday, Disneyland across the country, or I should say, the Disney Theme Park Organization, announcing 28,000 employees, a third of them full-timers, being laid off. They had been furloughed because of the park closures, now laid off. We'll talk about that and open up the phones for Disneyland employees to share how they're coping with this. But we begin with what was announced an hour ago at a news conference presided over by Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva, in which 36-year-old Deontay Lee Murray of Compton is being charged in the attempted murder of two Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies as they sat in their car the evening of Saturday, September 12th at the Compton Blue Line Station. With us, KPCC reporter Robert Garova. Robert, thank you for being with us. Share a little bit with us how this whole investigation unfolded.
Well, yeah, I mean, today at the press conference, Sheriff Alex Villanueva called the ambush the worst of humanity. District Attorney Jackie Lacey said her office has filed attempted murder charges against Murray. If convicted, he faces a maximum sentence of life in prison. As far as the investigation and sort of how that unfolded, Murray was actually arrested 2 weeks ago in connection with a carjacking in Compton. He fled the scene when he was, you know, when the officers, deputies were trying to arrest him then. Sheriff's, you know, authorities today said that Murray threw a pistol from the car he was driving as he fled. And then they also said that through ballistic comparison, they found that the pistol recovered then was the same one used to shoot the deputies, who we know were a 31-year-old female and a 24-year-old male, like you said, who were shot at the Willowbrook Metro Station in Compton.
We're talking with KPCC reporter Robert Garova. Robert, at the time that Murray was arrested, just 3 days after the ambush shooting, there was much speculation that this was the suspect in the ambush. But at that time, the sheriff said no, this was a separate incident. So did they have any sense that this was the same person they were looking for?
Well, we heard from Kent Wegner with the Homicide Bureau that there were suspicions, coming out of that carjacking arrest. Villanueva got some pushback from reporters today, saying, if there were suspicions, why would you sort of, what they felt was sort of misleading and not saying that, this could be the same person. Villanueva said, that they weren't sure yet. They didn't have evidence directly linking him yet. And they didn't want to misidentify someone, put someone's name out in the media and, have horrible implications for someone who, they didn't have enough evidence to back up their charges yet.
The sheriff talking about a fairly long rap sheet for Murray from previous offenses, and it's quite serious charges he was already facing for the carjacking for which he was arrested on the 15th. Can you briefly share with us what that happened? And was that at all related, that carjacking, to the shooting of 3 days prior, the ambush attack?
It wasn't made clear, to me in listening to authorities talk today that the carjacking was in any way connected with the shooting. It was more that the gun that was that was discarded when he was arrested for that carjacking was connected both ballistically with they're saying it's a ghost gun that was used to shoot the sheriff's deputies. Also, they're saying there is forensic evidence linking Murray to that ghost gun.
Ghost gun meaning no way of identifying and tracing the provenance of that weapon. Also, I didn't hear anything, at least in the portion of the news conference that we carried, talking about a motive for the ambush that Murray is alleged to have carried out. Did in the questions by reporters, did they get to potential motive?
No, you know, nobody, you know, none of the authorities were coming forward with a potential motive, other than we heard, you know, Officer Wegner, you know, say that obviously this person, he said something to the effect of this person likes, you know, wanted to shoot cops.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your being with us, Robert Gurova, to detail the latest here. My understanding is a maximum of life in prison could be the result of the attempted murder charges against Murray, pending a trial on those charges, plus the charges from his arrest on September 15th involving the carjacking. Thank you, Robert, for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Robert Gurova, KPCC reporter, who followed that news conference an hour ago at the Hall of Administration, downtown Los Angeles. You're listening to Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC.